Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple TV, and this recording is done in November 2014, and I've been a bit slack getting this recording out because it's to do with not the most absolute recent update which happened this week, but the previous one, and it's added yet again some more functionality as far as accessibility goes, of course, to the Apple TV. So in this demonstration, I want to remind you about the accessibility shortcut. Then I want to show you how to turn video descriptions on. And yes, it does sound what it sounds like. It's audio descriptions when it becomes more available on the iTunes store, hopefully sooner than later. And I want to show you two really cool things, or actually several cool things you can now do when you're actually playing back a movie with forwarding, rewinding, accessing chapters, accessing different languages, and accessing different speakers, all via the PlayView screen. Okay, so before I get started, let me just say my Apple TV is on, my TV is on, and of course I'm running with VoiceOver on the Apple TV. So let me go to the main menu. I'm just going to press the up arrow because I'm on the main home screen at the moment.
Movies, button, 1 of 5.
And I'm going to do right arrow over to computers.
TV shows, button, 2 of 5. Music, button, 3 of 5. iTunes radio, button, 4 of 5. Computers, button, 5 of 5.
Now I sort of took the long way around a bit to get to settings, because now if I press down arrow.
Settings, button, 5 of 21.
And there's my settings on the home screen. So before I pressed up arrow to go to the main menu, I could have just hit right arrow to go across the row, but I just wanted to remind you about the menus at the top of the screen. Okay, so I've got the Apple remote in my hand. So I'm going to press select on the remote. There's the little indented button at the top.
In settings, general, button, 1 of 9.
And I want to select general, press select again.
In general, about, button, 1 of 17.
And I want to come down to accessibility. So I'm pressing the down arrow on the remote.
Name. Tour room, button, 2 of 17.
That's what I've called this Apple TV.
Network. Ellen's Wi-Fi network, button,
network
3 of 17. Restrictions, button, 4 of 17. Remotes, button, 5 of 17. Bluetooth, button, 6 of 17.
And yes, I actually do have a Bluetooth keyboard connected to my Apple TV here.
Software updates, button, 7 of 17. Time zone, Sydney, button, 8 of 17. Sleep after 1 hour, button, 9 of 17. Send data to Apple. Yes, button, 10 of 17. Language, button, 11 of 17. Region format, button, 12 of 17. Accessibility, button, 13 of 17.
Okay, here's accessibility. Press select.
In accessibility, VoiceOver on, button, 1 of 7.
Okay, so VoiceOver is currently on. Pressing down arrow.
Speech rate, normal. Button, 2 of 7.
Speech rate I've currently got set to normal.
Use pitch. On. Button, 3 of 7.
Pitch is on.
Accessibility menu. On. Button,
and here's 4 the accessibility of 7. Menu, and it's currently on.
To access accessibility options, hold down the menu button.
Now, for quite a few of the options on the Apple TV, I sort of skipped past these because I kept pressing the down arrow. You'll get some hint information if you wait a couple of seconds after some of the items read. So I'll press the down arrow for the moment.
Video descriptions. On. Button, 5 of 7.
And I'll just wait for the hint.
When available, automatically play video descriptions.
So this one is video descriptions, otherwise called audio descriptions, that you can toggle on and off. I've kind of got mine on for the day that I can start using it. Pressing down arrow.
In subtitles and captioning. Closed captions plus SDH. Off. Button, 6 of 7.
I've got closed captions currently off. Pressing down arrow again.
Style. Default. Button. 7 of 7.
And this is styles, i.e. high contrast, etc. Okay, so that's enough of that menu for the moment. I just wanted to show you where you could toggle on and off the accessibility shortcut, and also where you could toggle on the video description and captions as well. And this is how you use the accessibility menu. It's going to hold down the menu key, bottom left-hand button.
1 of 1. Return to main menu. Button. 1 of 4.
So I can return to main menu if I press down arrow.
VoiceOver. Selected. Button.
And toggle VoiceOver on or off. Down again.
Closed captions. Button. 3 of 4.
I can toggle closed captions on or off.
Video descriptions. Selected button. 4 of 4.
And I've kind of got video description selected, and I can toggle that on or off as well. And I could tell that captions was off because it actually said nothing. It didn't say selected. And if I press up arrow twice.
Voiceover. Selected button. 2 of 4.
You can also hear how it said voiceover selected. Okay, so it's going to return to the main menu with that first option.
Return to main menu. 1 of 4.
And select return to main menu. Pressing select now.
In main menu. Settings. Button. 5 of 21.
I'm just going to press up arrow to go to the top menu bar. And then across to the left to get to movies and press select on movies.
Computers. Button. 5 of 5. iTunes Radio. Music. TV shows. Movies. Button. Purchased. 1 of 6.
Okay, accessing iTunes Store. Select on purchased.
In purchased movies. All movies. 76. Button. 2 of 12.
Okay, I'm pressing select on all. Now if I press right arrow.
Alice in Wonderland. 1 of 76.
Okay, let's go into Alice in Wonderland. I'm going to press select.
Play. Button. 2 of 4.
And of course, where you hit it, say 76.
Alice in Wonderland.
I've got 76
Walt Disney
movies.
Studios. G. Experience the magic and majesty of this ultimate collector's dream.
And I'm going to press select on play.
Alice in Wonderland. Walt Disney. Loading. Loading. Authorizing.
Okay, so I start to play the movie. Now, if I press down arrow on the remote.
Navigation control shown. Use left and right to navigate. Shown.
Press left and right arrows to navigate. So if I press the right arrow on the remote, I've gone forward, press right arrow key again.
Nothing would be what it is.
Okay, because so I'm jumping through the movie. If I press left arrow, and I normally like to press it twice. Okay, I've gone back as well. And if I press up arrow.
Navigation controls hidden.
Navigation controls are now hidden. But the really cool thing I wanted to show you is if I press and hold select while the movie's playing.
2. Alice's history lesson. 2 of 27.
Okay, I've actually got access to all the chapters in the movie, and this was not previously accessible. So I'm currently on 2. If I press the left arrow.
1. Opening credits. Alice in Wonderland. 1 of 27.
Credits. 1 of 27 chapters. Press right arrow.
2. Alice's history lesson. 2
Alice's
of 27.
History lesson. Press right arrow.
3. In a world of my own.
In a world
3
of
27.
Own.
4. The White Rabbit. I'm late.
The White 4 Rabbit. 27. This must be one of my favourite bits of Alice in Wonderland. And let's press select to jump straight to that chapter. Okay, and let me press and hold select again while it's playing.
4. The White Rabbit. I'm late. 4 of 27.
And let me just press up arrow.
2. Alice's history lesson.
And
2 of 27.
Above the grid of chapters.
Chapters. 1 of 4.
So we've got 4 options here. We've got chapters, which I'm currently in. Press right arrow.
Subtitles. 2 of 4.
I've
subtitles.
Got subtitles.
2 of 4.
And press down arrow.
Off. Button. 1 of 3.
I've got off. 1 of 3. Press down arrow.
Auto. Selected. Button. 2 of 3.
Auto is selected. Down again.
English CC. Button. 3 of 3.
And English CC or closed captioning. If I press up arrow again.
Auto. Off. Subtitles. 2 of 4.
Come back to the subtitles at the top. Press right arrow.
Audio. 3 of 4.
This
audio.
Is audio.
3 of 4.
Come down.
English. United States. Selected. Button. 1 of 1.
And English United States is currently selected. I'm assuming if there were other languages that I could access, this is where I would access the other languages, i.e. Japanese, Spanish, etc., that the movie came with. So press up arrow.
Audio. 3 of 4.
Press right arrow.
Speakers. 4 of 4.
Okay,
speakers.
And here we have
4 of 4.
Speakers. So if I press down arrow.
Tour room. Button. Selected. 1 of 6.
I've got 6 speakers, or as in my 6 AirPlay speakers. So I'm currently on tour room.
Act 3. Button. 2 of 6.
That's AQ3. That's in one of my son's bedrooms.
Act 4. Button.
That's
3
AQ4.
Of 6.
That's another one of my son's bedrooms.
AQ Smart Speaker 016AC3. Button. 4 of 6.
AQ Smart Speaker that I haven't managed to reliable to AQ1 yet.
AQ Smart Speaker 016BB.
That's another AQ
button.
Audio Smart Speaker that I haven't managed to rename to AQ4. Press down arrow.
Living Room Apple TV. 2. Button. 6 of 6.
And that's the Living Room Apple TV. So I could press select to send the audio out to one of those AirPlay speakers, which I won't do at the moment. Just as some info for you though, it will also send the voiceover speech out through those speakers as well. So just keep that in mind. It doesn't operate the same way as it does on iOS with AirPlay. On iOS, on your iPhone, Apple Touch or iPad with AirPlay, voiceover and the standard audio go out on the same speakers. So let's press up arrow to go back to the top.
AQ Smart, AQ Smart, Act 4, Act 3, Tour Room, Button, Speakers, 404.
And let's get back across to our chapters, pressing left arrow.
Audio, Subtitles, Chapters, 1 of 4.
Down arrow.
Chap 1, Opening Credits, Alice in Wonderland, 1 of 27.
And let me just play one final bit because I just love being able to access these chapters now. Pressing straight down arrow to go straight down the grid.
3, In a Wood, 5, Here, 7, Through the Keyhole in a Bottle. 9. The Walrus and the Carpenter. 9 of 27.
That sounds cool. And press select.
The Walrus and the Carpenter. Or The Story of the Curious Oyster.
Right, well, audio-wise, that wasn't very exciting. Let me press select and hold again.
9. The Walrus and the Carpenter. 9 of 27. 11. The Lizard with the Ladder. 11 of 27.
A lizard with a ladder. Let's try that one. Press select.
But I have a very simple solution.
Thank goodness.
What is it?
Simply pull it out the chimney.
Yes. Good.
Okay, just press select to stop.
Paused.
And of course, if I want to jump straight back to the main menu, I can just hold down my menu key, bottom left-hand side.
1 of 1. Return to main menu.
And press select.
Button. 1 of 4.
In main menu.
Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Now I should say in ending that I'm currently using this on my third generation Apple TV. Okay, so the version of the software that I've been demonstrating was 7.02. So that completes this demonstration of a few features to do with the new updated Apple TV software. And in this demo, I reminded you where the accessibility settings were and what the accessibility settings are. And I went through the accessibility shortcut menu by holding down the menu key. I then chose the return to main menu. We went to movies, started playing a movie. And then the two options that I really wanted to show you, besides the fact that we've now got video description, hope to be used later on to listen to audio describe movies, now in our accessibility settings, but you now have the ability to be able to forward and rewind in here when that navigation bar is on the screen, and also to get rid of it simply by pressing down arrow when the movie's playing or up arrow when the movie's playing to dismiss it. Of course, left and right to go forward or back. And I didn't demonstrate this in the demo, but you can also hold down the left and right to quickly go more forward or more back. And of course, the really exciting option that I love now is the fact that when the movie's playing, you can hold in the select key and you can navigate through the chapters in the movie and select it to move to that chapter and play it. And also at the top of the screen, in this case, I had four options. I had chapters, subtitles, audio and speakers. Now I have noticed on some movies that audio function, for example, is not there, and i.e. that's where you can select another language. I'm not too sure why that was the case. And of course the speakers option was to allow access to AirPlay speakers, not just the Apple TV itself, in this case the Toy Room one. Audio was to change languages. Subtitles was to actually turn on or off or having auto closed captionings or subtitles. And of course, chapters being the chapters in the movie. And again, I have seen some movies that have just labeled the chapters 1, 2, 3, 4. But as you could tell in this one, it definitely had the proper chapter headings. So that completes this demonstration of some features of the updated Apple TV software 7.02. As I said, this update came out a month or two ago, so I'm a bit late in doing this demonstration. However, better late than never. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.